cancel Shine's IPO. Commentary. Shine, the fast fashion brand, has received approval for an initial public offering from a regulator in London. The company is a rapidly expanding and highly popular online retailer, or e-tailer for short. Shine is headquartered in Singapore. However, the company is also closely linked to the Chinese regime. Sky Xu, a Chinese billionaire, founded Shine in 2008 in Nanjing, China. Most of Shine's products are made in China. Chinese Communist Party policy encourages online retailers, including Shine, in China to directly engage foreign consumers, rather than rely on U.S. competitors, such as Amazon. The company allegedly uses forced labor in China, according to a group called Stop Uyghur Genocide. The group reportedly plans to apply for a judicial review of the IPO that could stop it entirely. Shine allegedly uses electronic monitoring, including AI, to scour social media and find the most popular designs. These designs are then rapidly produced by Shine's partners and offered for sale on its website. Many of the smallest designers whose ideas are allegedly used do not even realize that their work is scraped from Instagram and TikTok and put into mass production within days. There are also allegations against Shine of counterfeiting, theft, false imprisonment, racketeering, mafia-style intimidation of suppliers, copyright and trademark infringement, false advertising and origin designation, and more generally unfair competition. Shine lists as many as 600,000 items at a time for air shipping to buyers worldwide. The company reportedly generated $38 billion in sales in 2024, representing a 19% growth over 2023 sales. But its profits were reportedly down by almost 40% in 2024 compared to the previous year. Shine's reliance on manufacturing in China is an increasing liability due to the Trump administration's rising tariffs on the country. On April 9th, the Trump administration announced that U.S. tariffs on China would increase to 145%, in addition to existing tariffs on sectors such as autos and steel. On May 2nd, the de minimis small package loophole will close. It allows packages valued under $800 to enter the United States tariff-free and without customs inspection. That's an invitation to smugglers, including those dealing with illicit fentanyl. About two-thirds of tariff-free small packages originate in China, as Shine, Temu, and Amazon have taken full advantage of the loophole. Shine is so dependent on manufacturing in China that it sought approval from Beijing to go ahead with the IPO. That approval is not yet forthcoming. The CCP wants to ensure that Shine keeps its manufacturing in China as much as possible, rather than move it to other countries. But the 145% tariff has radically changed the business atmosphere in China for manufacturers. Shine has reportedly already started to source from factories in Vietnam, Brazil, and Mexico to escape U.S. tariffs. Shine's moving production out of China, which will help reduce the regime's tax revenues, is a good thing for democracy and human rights. For ethical reasons, it should continue to do so. But Shine's shift to non-Chinese production is so far only partial. It denies reports that it is shifting supply chain capacity away from China and claims that suppliers in the mainland increased from 5,800 last year to 7,000 now. It is investing $1.37 billion in South China industrial projects, including a supply chain hub in Guangzhou. Shine's supply chains should be fully removed from China before any international IPO. The production should not only be moved out of China, but also out of all authoritarian countries, including Vietnam. Otherwise, international investors are essentially continuing to invest in authoritarian countries. It's time for democracies to use their purchasing power for good, not just for the cheapest fast fashion they can find. Not surprisingly, the owners of Shine are apparently reading the writing on the wall and want out. That's why they are seeking the IPO. The United States all but rejected Shine's attempt to go public on U.S. stock exchanges in 2024. The United Kingdom should follow suit. Shine should not be presented to naive retail investors so they can risk their money in a foreign company that enables the CCP through production in China.